Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Whoops, didn't hit the button. Anyway, let's go into the electric boom video. I mean, he's done an update on his electrical thing, Veritasium bullshit, where they don't make this a clear distinction between the symptomatic effect of induction, created when you have electricity, the reflections off the wire, and the actual current going through the wire, and pretend it's all induction or something. It's just too stupid. But anyway, he doesn't even put the wires out. He just gimmicks the whole thing into bullshit. And so, yes, I'll respond to... I won't play the video's stupid, so I'll just, you know, make the points about how electricity works, but I guess I'll do that in a separate video. So even though I was going to do that in this video, I did find a couple of stupid comments I didn't see before, so I figure we'll play with those. Okay, it says, what they observe as evidence of a particle that has the same mass but the opposite charge as an electron. So this is about the positron, and I didn't say any different. So, again, this is just, you know, bullshit. The simple fact is that different scientists had done the same experiment, and their conclusion, what the conclusion they drew was, it's just a fast electron. They didn't conclude that there was anything called a positron. That's all. So, I mean, it's the fact is that people could interpret the experiment very differently. And the fact is that one interpretation became the Holy Grail, and the other interpretations were just ignored. And frankly, that's sort of bullshit. All right. I can open a new tab from here. Well, I'll do that. So what is this? This doesn't look like anything but a drawing, for fuck's sake. This is the best you can do? You know. Let's see, trace of a positron in a cloud chamber. So we have two objects spiraling to their death, or something like that, in a magnetic field. Okay, in a sealed vessel filled with vapor, highly energetic photons, what? Highly energetic photons create electron-positron pairs. So again, what is this? So again, this is your conclusion. You're seeing a vapor trail created by an object colliding with atoms. So you're not seeing the object. You're seeing a trail of debris, essentially, the object's creating as it's traveling through the real medium. It's not a sealed vessel. Yeah, filled with vapor. Okay, so the reason why you're seeing anything is because the... whatever this is highly, that they're saying that this trace is photons. Now I know they can't make a laser beam, or they can't bend photons, so it's obviously not photons. And then something, an event happens. All right, now I don't know whether the event is coming this way, right? So we have this object, and then we have these two objects on either side. So you could argue that one is positive and one is negative. So you could say the collision happened from this side. Seems obvious, right? So this is where the high energy photon came in, hit an atom, broke it, okay? A proton goes one way, an electron goes the other way. And this seems to be the rest of the nuclei that seems a little bit, I guess, more negative than positive. And then there's a subsequent collision here. Oh, yeah, you can see this, right? Oh. Yeah, no, you can't. Sorry, my bad. There's always some little catch to all this, you know? So, sorry. So, what I was pointing out is, you know, your first impression is you're saying, oh, this is the thing going in, and this is the thing coming out. But no, it's coming in from the top. And so there's a collision. So these are the photons. You can't see the photons because they're not interacting much with atoms, but they obviously interacted with this particular one right here and caused a mess. Okay, so an electron goes one way with a lot of energy, a proton goes the other way with a lot of energy, and the remaining bit, of the atom go shooting off this way. And you can surmise that there was some other energy that came out, probably in the form of photon radiation, okay, that hit again something and made these two lines. I mean, you know, the atoms are made out of an equal amount of charge, right? So you could sort of say that it sort of makes sense that you'd have an equal amount positive and negative if you were to break an atom. The odds are. All right, so and this is just one photograph of zillions and zillions of interactions. So, you know, if I threw pennies on the ground as, you know, thousands of times, clearly sometimes the pennies, just like clouds in the sky, ooh, that looks like a rhinoceros. Ooh, that looks like a, you know, they're going to look like something. So these are gleaned. These images are always gleaned out of thousands, millions, perhaps even billions of images. They have computers that go through all the images just looking for this kind of stuff. So just understand, this doesn't mean this is, you know, this could be completely misunderstood. These could be completely two different events. You know, the light came here and then the light hit here. These are two separate events. This event had nothing to do with this event. There's absolutely no way of knowing any of that crap. So anyway, so that's what he's got. Now, I thought it was going to be the same lame photograph of the positron traveling through the piece of, so a proton travels through a piece of lead. Okay, they say it's a proton. They don't know for sure. It's a big piece of fog, okay? A thicker piece of fog goes into a piece of lead, and then it comes out, you know, thinner and negative. So the assumption is that somehow it's a positron, right? I mean, it comes out positive, but going too fast. No, that doesn't even make sense. Yeah, comes out positive. So you can't really measure mass. You always have to do it in a combination with velocity. And they really can't do velocity, you know, from cloud chamber images. So anyway, all right. I'm just saying, it's just bullshit, okay? Lots of room for different interpretations. What is this? Context in source publication implies that indirect observation in theory laden as it depends on knowledge of the cause of the directly observed phenomenon. Yeah, so they're just going to make rationalizations for how distant this is from a true observation. All right, enough of that crap. But really, you're going to stake some sort of argument based on again, you're going to say this is something more than thin evidence. And I'm going to argue, no, it's really thin evidence. Okay. You can believe in positrons if you like. I'm just saying they won't be modelable. You won't be able to include them in the real universe and make any coherent model. You'll destroy all of the chemistry. I mean, it just makes a mess out of chemistry. How could you have positrons in the atoms or around the atoms and have any hope of making compounds, like a DNA molecule? How would a DNA molecule survive if there was a bunch of positrons fucking everything up? All right. I was trying to find if accelerating from 30 to 60 miles an hour takes more than twice the energy to go from 0 to 30. It's not about going from 30 to 60. It's about going from 0 to 60, 0 to 30. That's the question. Does it take 4 times more energy to go 0 to 60 than it takes to go from 0 to 30? So you can't even get the argument right. It is a good question, but it may turn out to be like that instance of the object going 4 times higher in gravity. Well, if it turns out to be like gravity, my argument is so fucking strong that it's just about how long you're in the gravity. It's quite obvious gravity is a time-dependent force. The longer you sit in it, the more energy you collect. The longer I hold my hand up against gravity, the more work my body has to do to hold my hand up. It's a constant force coming at a constant rate. It's like rain falling. You stand in the rain longer, you get wetter. You walk through the rain quicker, you get less wet. Just a fact. If it takes you longer, if you're longer in it, you're going to get wetter. If you're in it less time, you're going to be less wet. I mean, damn, it's so obvious. So if you want to make the comparison like gravity, then again, you're going to fail because regular interactions with things with velocity have nothing to do with gravity. They're not being pushed by a constant rain. So make it a constant wind and then make your argument. Okay. Remember? What's this question mark? It's a good question, but it may turn out to be like that instance of the object going 4 times higher in gravity. Remember? What do I need to remember? It was always a wrong interpretation of gravity. It's always been wrong. It only takes twice as much energy to go 4 times higher. It doesn't take 4 times the energy to lift an object 4 times higher. It only takes twice, and the lever proves it. It absolutely proves the argument. You will, in fact, be able to take a 10-ton train and push it in one side of a lever and put a 5-ton train twice as far out from the fulcrum on the lever and make the 5-ton train go twice as fast. It's a fact, and if it was in gravity, it will go 4 times further. With that twice the velocity. Twice the velocity will get you 4 times the height. So if I use the same objects and I give it twice the velocity, it's going to go 4 times higher. It doesn't have 4 times the energy. I mean, you're the one. I mean, it's not a thing of him saying, remember, can you do basic mathematics? Okay. That wasn't intuitive either. It's not even a matter of being intuitive. It's just stupid for you to think that the object is collecting the same amount of energy, okay, in the same amount of distance. When clearly, if it's going much, much faster, okay, I mean, this is Galileo. Same time to do this as it takes to do this. So you're falling. This is the same time. You don't get 3 units of energy in this time. You only get 1. And it turns out to be perfectly consistent with what momentum says. Again, you're the one thinking there's some possibility that momentum and kinetic energy are compatible ideas when they're completely different answers to what energy is. This is so fucking stupid. Anyway, I stumbled across this board regarding Teslas. I think trying to measure things with an EV would be more reliable than gas engine. So, electric motors are pretty efficient. I would argue you're just making a strict comparison. And you think in all of this time, nobody's done that. Nobody's done this simple experiment of finding out whether I can make the motor go twice as fast, I can spin it at twice the rotation, and I'll need 4 times as much electricity to do that. That wouldn't have been found out by everybody, and they say, whoa, it's hugely inefficient to run a motor fast. So it obviously hasn't been found out by accident. It isn't something anybody's noticed. So I'm just saying, if it was actually true, that the higher acceleration stole 4 times the energy, twice as much energy. You don't think this would be a known fact and everybody would be driving much slower and they'd be much more careful about accelerating fast up hills or doing anything fast, because anything fast would cost them a huge amount of energy. I mean, this is just such bullshit. They probably have it already built into cars that they couldn't, accelerate too fast. All right, with a transmission to complicate things. You don't have to run a gas engine with a complicated transmission. It's just a gear. It's a rotating. It's the same thing as an electric motor. It's just a rotating disc. Okay, and you're deciding how to make the power take off. So it is clearly just as easy to, have a standard transmission. Not a gear change. maybe you can find some answers here or pose a question. Yeah, like I would get on a Tesla board. You've got to be kidding me. Below is just a sample, not saying any answer is in that particular thread. Yeah, okay. So there's really no point in, you know, this isn't a sample of anything. So he's conceding it's rubbish, it's not useful. And yet he's sitting there arguing, you know, making this, you know, forcing people to waste their time. Okay. I'm trying to understand the physics of why accelerating rapidly uses more energy and a more gentle acceleration. Is the motor inverter less efficient at high current? Written for gasoline cars, but the same principle applies. So we have to go to a second page. Okay. Our apologies. So the link is gone. Yeah, so very Tesla-like. Okay. The games people play. All right, so good read. Well, too bad nobody else can read it now. Okay, the energy applied to a car is the force. Okay, so again, and newtons are just weight. So this is all, I mean, this is, you could just put it in pounds. It's just bullshit. Weight, pressure, energy, all the same thing. Is the force times the distance. So here we are again. Times the distance, times the distance, times the distance. They don't pay any attention to the fact is you're creating a velocity, okay? And yes, you measure velocities by taking samples of how fast it goes over a particular distance. But we know that none of these things are going to travel a consistent velocity because of friction and because of the limitations of acceleration. So we're just talking about what is it doing when it's at that particular velocity and how much energy did it take to get it to that velocity. The lever does it, okay? It creates the two objects. I put the 10-ton train over here, I put the 5-ton train over here, I can get them to perfectly oscillate. What do you think is happening? There's twice as much energy oscillating over here that's oscillating over here. That somehow makes sense to you? That I put my finger here to stop the oscillation, and my finger gets hit with 200 joules on this side, and it only gets hit with 100 joules on this side, yet the object is oscillating perfectly? That argument all by itself should be enough for you to pause and say, geez, if I can't explain that, then I really am in trouble. That the theory really is dicey if I can't explain something that simple. How could it possibly be true that the lever has twice as much energy on one side than it has on the other side when it's perfectly oscillating? I know oscillators have to, by definition. They can't be oscillators if they're not a system with the same energy. Therefore, even if the motor efficiency is exactly the same, it will still take more energy from the battery for faster acceleration. Well, of course it takes more. The point is does it take four times as much? Or does it just take twice as much? It's just such a pile of, you know, this is just such bullshit. Oh, he calls himself GSP. Anyway, motor efficiency will also have an effect, and most motors will be more efficient at medium torques and speed. So whatever that even means, what an arbitrary statement, a medium torque and speed. Blah, 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 blah. It'll be just absolute bullshit. Now, there are efficiencies because the bearings need to be up at a certain speed to be more efficient. That's what it really comes down to. It's all the little, if the efficiency comes into what the mechanisms that are going to steal the energy are going to do. So you're trying to mitigate against the mechanism stealing energy. And yes, it's better to be moving than not moving. There's more friction when you're standing still. The initial motion requires more energy. So if you're already sliding, then, okay, it's more efficient to add energy. I mean, those are simple little truths. Again, the bearings spin. They need to spin very symmetrically, and they can only do that at higher speeds. At slow speeds, they're not so symmetrical, so they're losing more energy. All right, so this is like resistive power losses of the battery pack that the driver. So it's just all assuming what kind of battery pack is specific arguments. Obviously, these tests wouldn't be under severe conditions that you would have to worry about how hot the battery was or some other kind of bullshit. So, no point. Waste of time. Really, waste of time. All right. So instead of just saying, gee, I was trying to find a piece of evidence that took more energy to go from, four times the energy, to go from 0 to 60 than 0 to 30. And I couldn't find any energy, any evidence. So in 300 years, they can't produce this evidence to validate this theory, even though the evidence should be really easy. I mean, I just put a gas tank on a go-kart, run it around a track a couple of times. No big deal. Really, no big deal. All right, maybe the guy maybe the guy posted about particle jets to demonstrate how a relatively small mass ejected at a high velocity creates thrust. Yeah, any mass ejected at any velocity creates thrust. So again, just who are you talking to, and what kind of shit are you talking? All right, that's the whole nature of thrust. The whole NASA definition of thrust is moving matter. That's it. You have to have matter and you have to move it. That's thrust. Okay, now you can use, to some extent, photons. You can eject photons and that will also create thrust. Anyway, like your example of a bullet fired from a rocket in space, it would still come down to the math. So again, what math? NASA's using MV. They're not using MV squared, 1/2 MV squared. So the fact is that they wouldn't have landed on the moon. The lunar module would not have landed on the moon if they had used 1/2 MV squared, because they would have thought they had more thrust than they actually did. They would have calculated and said, okay, if I shoot, a 5-ton amount of mass out with a higher velocity rather than the 10-ton, they would calculate it to have twice as much energy, when, no, it has the same energy as the 10-ton going 5 miles an hour. So all of their calculations would have been wrong, and they wouldn't have landed on the moon. They would have crashed somewhere. Can you counter that with a piece of evidence that the truth is something else? All right. It would still come down to the math. So this is just such a disgusting crap. No, it comes down to the experiments. It comes down to the evidence. And the fact is, I have shown you an experiment where a lever oscillates with a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour on one side and a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour on one side and a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour on the other side. And they have the same energy. There's absolutely zero evidence that one of them has more energy. That the thrust that would be created by the 5-ton train is not greater than the thrust that would be created by the 10-ton train. They possess the same capacity to move mass in the universe. Yes, the faster object can give away its energy in bigger pieces, but they have the same total energy to give away. That's the fucking truth. It's so fucking obvious. You people are just such belligerently stupid morons. You just keep manufacturing excuses to evade something quite obvious. Galileo, Descartes, and Newton were correct. Leibniz, who died a nobody, was incorrect. That's the truth. You dug up the dead guy who failed and decided to make his physics your physics. Now, you don't talk about solitons and monads. I don't know why you don't take all of his wacky beliefs. If you're going to take one of the wacky beliefs, why don't you take all of them and believe in solitons and monads? Fuckers. Anyway, it would still come down to the, it's just so disgusting, to the math of it, all the thrust created from the mass and the velocity. Yeah, all of the weight, the pressure. That's all you can create in this universe is weight, pressure, impact capacity. That's all there is this thing called momentum. You're just transferring momentum between objects. Small things can go fast. Heavy things don't go so fast. I mean, the rules are obvious. It's so obvious and so simple. And again, a lever proves momentum is king. A spring proves momentum is king. Momentum, momentum, momentum. The universe runs on momentum. It does not run on any 1/2 mv² bullshit. You don't have a single piece of evidence that the 5-ton train and the 10-ton train, you know, I let them run with a rope in between them. So they're, I let the 5-ton train fly away and the 10-ton train choke, 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 choke. And the rope is going to tighten. And when the rope tightens, the 5-ton train drags the 10-ton train with it at tremendous speed. You know, at least half the velocity, right? Because it's got twice as much energy. That's what you think would happen. When I think anybody who does any reasoning would say, no, what's going to happen is they're both going to just stop. They're going to equal each other. There's going to be as much total energy going this way as there is total energy going that way. And the two total energies are going to result in a yin-yang, okay, of nothing. And the fact that that simple experiment in some form, obviously you don't have to use 10-ton trains, you could use 10-ounce trains. The fact that that simple experiment hasn't been done by any cunt in 300 fucking years in defense of this wacky, silly physics, you don't have a single piece of solid, fucking visible evidence of this stupid super energy you claim exists in the universe, and here you are defending it. And you have nothing to show me. You can't link me to anything. You can't link to a single fucking real physical experiment demonstrating this horse shit. God. Ooh. And now we're going to do quark.
We have pictures of quarks and we can see them reproduce and everything. Yeah. We peep in their bedroom.
Fuck. I have to pause. People are pathetic. Sorry. I don't really have things positioned right today. Anyway, okay, so this says particle quark jets. So they're claiming that you can make, say, a proton jet its quarks or something, or a specific quantum phenomenon, whatever, which has been demonstrated by experiments. So what kind of experiment is demonstrating that? I mean, it's just such bullshit. You're not going to see that in any cloud chamber. Okay. A phenomenon which you can't explain with your theory. So you haven't even given me the opportunity to explain whatever it is you want me to explain. So you want me to explain their experiment? I'm sure I can probably do that. Now, is it worth me wasting my time pointing out all the assumptions? It's like their entanglement experiment where they use a crystal to create two photons, left and right-handed gloved photons, that is, photons in opposite phases, and then put them through slits to make four photons. And they're claiming all four photons are entangled. These two are entangled, and these all four are entangled. Now, that assumption, okay, of what has actually happened, when I've already proven the two-slit experiment does not create two photons. So that doesn't happen. It's a four-surface experiment. Okay? Four sources. So you'd have to say it creates eight photons. I mean, you're just so full of shit. Anyway, just like so many other things. So again, this is the kind of stuff where there's a point where you're just going to get blocked, okay? Because this is just, you have no evidence. I can't explain the theory of quarkism, whatever it is, quarky jets. Nor do you have any evidence that there's anything else I haven't attempted or made good efforts to explain. So you're just a lying sack of shit. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to hand wave, if that's what this is, because you're a liar. So I was correct in my prediction. okay, that only scum could do this. This is what you have to resort to. Okay, overt lying, because you can't make an argument. It just shows you have no character. You have no balls. You're an anonymous coward. Okay, you put up nothing. Okay, there's your honor. Nothing is at stake here. Okay, my reputation for all of history, okay, is on the line. Yours is not, you coward. You're just man up, okay, and say you wish to be, you take responsibility for the shit you're talking, and be identified as the scum you are, making little cheap, shitty arguments like this. You're the one who can't provide any evidence that light is bent twice as much by gravity. You've had 120 years to use some good technology to do it, and you haven't done it. You can't prove a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour has twice as much energy as a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour. You can't put generators on the wheels. You can't do it in any form. And again, it could be 5 ounces and 10 ounces. It doesn't matter. And in 300 fucking 50 years, you haven't produced one piece of reliable evidence. And in the 1700s, you did some experiments that, look, it looks like, you know, some Ken Wheeler, ferrocell, light-bending bullshit. But that's all you are, is gimmicks. You don't have any real evidence. Fucking liar. All right, so this is the one I did read. So it is weird. I don't know how this other stuff got missed. Yeah, there's no way the order could be changed in the comments, so I don't know, quite strange. Let's see, maybe this is a different comment than the one I read before. Actual science is done in a non-video format. That's how the other comment started, because it requires significant amounts of data. No, this is right, and calculation. So what the hell that is? That's what real science requires? Well, then Faraday wasn't a real scientist, because frankly, he didn't like doing any of that, you know, calculating shit. Anyway. You seem to think that actual science is done in a surface-level pop sci. No, I'm completely against pop sci matter. That's just propaganda. Let's draw the wackiest conclusion possible and then sell it. You're doing the pop science. Again, you're saying the ferrocell is bending the light. Okay, you're saying, look, it looks just like it. You're saying something stupid like, okay, look, it goes 4 times as far. It must have 4 times as much energy. Even though the truth is it's only in the gravity twice as long. So obviously it's only twice as affected. Twice as long, twice as effect. Yeah. You seem to think that actual science is done in certain, ready for easy consumption by the masses. So again, it's not even about, it's not about consumption by masses. Who cares? We don't care what the masses want to believe. They believe in God, for fuck's sake. The masses are irrelevant. I've already acknowledged that this is supposed to be a conversation between reasonably informed, honest, reasonable, rational people, discussing something like the OJ case or something. And in my opinion, the fanatic lunatics are just saying OJ can't possibly be guilty, so I'm going to make up all kinds of stories about what a cunt the wife was, and that the mafia got her, and it was a hit, and I'll make up all kinds of ludicrous crap because my hero can't possibly be wrong. And that's all you're illustrating, that you're not here as a detective or anybody rational and saying, well, let's take a look at this evidence and see where every single piece of it points. Every, hundreds and hundreds of pieces of evidence, and they all point to one rational theory. Okay, and the fact is, all the evidence points to momentum being conserved and all there is. And that's where every piece of evidence points to. And this kinetic energy mush has nothing to defend it. It certainly doesn't have the moon landing to defend it. Okay, and I'm sorry, but it's not. So it says you what anything is. Okay, what I'm saying it is that you're just religion. You're just creating a new religion. You don't care about having substantial evidence for anything. You believe without good reason and without, beyond even reasonable doubt. You have great reason to doubt, and you just don't pay any attention to it. You just jump to the conclusion. He looks like a murderer. Guilty. That's all you are. Okay, you're so obvious. All right, you're not, you don't care about the evidence. You're claiming that modern science is just, we all believe this. Yes, of course that's all it is. And you believe it, your explanations for why you believe it are lies and bullshit, okay? You can't describe the two-slit experiment accurately to save your fucking life. You just lie about detector experiments and consciousness is, causing the collapse and blah, 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 all kinds of fucking lies. Okay, we all believe that demonstrates that you have not, in fact, read many actual scientific papers. Yeah, I've read lots of them. And again, as I pointed out before, like legal papers, they're getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Okay, the quality of the reasoning is pitifully lacking. I'm just saying, just read any paper that talks about a photon, and it has in it all these silly assumptions based on nonsense surrounding the two-slit experiment. And none of them acknowledge the actual truth, that the two-slit experiment is the four-surface experiment. All right. We already did this. So I think we're done. All right. One last amendment. You went on about this, how stupid it was that I posted links to jets. I read the exact description of the Wikipedia page. Yes, it's absolute nonsense that you have anything called hard or good evidence about anything called a jet. a particle physics jet. Yet it is because you didn't copy the link correctly. Well, anyway, I think Wikipedia should be shot for putting parentheses in a link, but whatever. I mean, that's just too crazy. But it was already on the jet page. I showed where the jet page has lots of different jet descriptions. I went right to the particle physics one, and I read the actual definition, you retard. So again, this implying that I cheated your argument somewhere is such a pile of shit. And why the fuck? I'm going to turn this off just because why the fuck this stupid printer is doing its whatever it's doing is just too stupid. I should just unplug the fucker because I don't use it. Anyway, sheesh. All right, so let's go to this last one. Blah, blah, blah. So this is the actual jet, particle physics. A jet is a narrow cone of hadron. So this is exactly what I read. So this is the first part, the description. What's the point? So, hadrons. We'll mouse over. In particle physics, a hadron is a composite subatomic particle made of two or more quarks held together by strong interaction. So it's a hadron is the elements of, hadron has to be quarks essentially, right? Because electron can't be made of hadrons. They are analogies. Analogous to molecules that are held together by electric force. Most of the mass of ordinary matter comes from we won't get into the hadron page. But what a pile of shit. And other particles produced by hadronization. So of course you can hadronize hadrons. Okay, of a quark or gluon, right? So gluon is, so theoretical. You don't have any pictures of no fucking gluon. In a particle physics or heavy ion experiment, whatever the hell that would be. Okay, particles carrying a color charge. So he thinks all of this is solid, real testable, real tangible physics. Such as quarks cannot exist in free form because of quantum chromodynamics. Confinement, which only allows for colorless states. it's like catch 22. They're freeable. I can jet them, but they can't exist jetted. Oh. Wait. So there's jets, but the jets don't exist because of the catch 22 of chromodynamics. You can't have color without black and white film or something. I mean, it's just, what the fuck? I mean, it's just so stupid. When an object containing color charge, okay, whatever the fuck, color charge fragments, each fragment carries away some of the color charge. It just does it. Puts it in a little suitcase. I'm stealing some color charge in order to obey confinement. Whatever that is, whatever the confinement is, these fragments create other colored objects around them to form colorless objects. What the fuck? All right. I mean, it's already point. I mean, here's the picture of it. Look. See? Wow. There's a quark. There's one. No, there's one. See, they can't take a picture of them because they hide. So, you know, the guy took a picture. I showed you the picture. But the damn things keep hiding. Fuck. 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 All right, they won't. So there's nothing here. This is all theoretical horseshit. You know, they've just made up so much. The gremlins, when the gremlins eat troll poo, they turn into a Gumby. And then if Gumby, okay, bangs his head on a Tootsie Roll, it becomes a Pokey. And, I mean, it's just, you know, this is so fucking stupid. This is where your brain, made up shit. Fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you people. Alright, it's enough of a video. God damn it, I hate this planet. I hate your fucking guts, you stupid, stinking, lying, retarded, dupey retards. God, fuck. Disgusting. You know, you really are just a bunch of poo eaters. Ew. Anyway, this has been another draftphysics.com debate physics also, but again, the debaters just can't respond to a single argument I make, so there's no real debate because they don't counter a single argument I make. They will never draw you a lever and explain how it works. Now there's twice as much energy over here than there is over here. Never going to happen.